You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Kara Hetland in today for Lori Walsh, and we're going to spend some time now talking about teen driving. And Marilyn Buskol is spokesman for AAA South Dakota and joins us from Sioux Falls. Marilyn, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Kara.
I have to tell you, I have a soon-to-be 15-year-old right now driving around Sioux Falls as part of driver's education class. So teen driving is fresh on my brain.
Well, I'm sure it is. It is on any parent of a teen. It's a time when it causes a lot of anxiousness, but there are ways to kind of prepare your teen and you for feeling more confident and being more prepared.
Well, let's start with that. How do we prepare our teens for driving?
Okay. Well, it all starts with education and just talking about safety on the road and modeling good behavior, like staying off the phone and buckling your own seatbelt when you're in the car. And then there's three factors that we commonly find in crashes that result in fatalities. And the first factor is distraction, just not paying attention to driving. And then the top distraction for teens include talking to other passengers in the vehicle and, you know, interacting with the cell phone, whether they're talking on the phone or reading texts or things like that. And then the second one is just not buckling up. The latest data that we have from 2015 shows that 60% of teen drivers killed in a crash were not wearing a seatbelt. So that's really important. And then the third factor is speeding. Speeding is a factor in nearly 30% of all fatal crashes involving teen drivers.
Let's go back a little bit and talk a little bit more about distraction. And how do you teach? How do you teach that? Do you threaten? Do you say, if you get caught ever using your phone while driving? And these are words that have come out of my mouth for my older daughters when they started driving. If I catch you using your phone while driving, your car is mine for a week. I take your keys away. I mean, does that kind of parenting work?
Well, I believe it does. And we really encourage parents and teens to have a driving agreement that outlines what your expectations are. Talk about nighttime driving. And we recommend there's four breakdowns or checkpoints on this driving agreement, and they're more stringent on the first 3 months after getting their restricted license. And then after that, it's the next 3 months after that, and so forth. And what we recommend is not allowing any teen passengers in the car with your driver, and only allowing them to drive during the day and, you know, on dry surfaces. When you add light rain, or when you live in South Dakota, there's the factor of snow and ice too. So that all creates more hazards for the driver. And then just, we recommend that you just have them drive in their neighborhood. You know, not necessarily if you live in, you know, a big city like Sioux Falls or Rapid City, you know, not driving downtown, but just in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I've known parents who have said, yeah, you're not allowed to drive on 41st Street in Sioux Falls for the first 6 months.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. You know, it's not only keeping your teen safe, but it's keeping others safe as well, because there's a lot of people out there driving that are driving distracted. And so we really need to talk to teens about, you know, driving defensively and watching out for, you know, always being on guard. And when you're always on guard, you create more of a you don't get slack, and you're watching for other drivers, like shifting lanes or not paying attention, maybe sliding through a stoplight, those types of things.
I have seen and heard of different kind of apps for your cell phone that if you receive a text, you can set it on this app when you get in the car and start your car. And when you receive a text, it's an automatic reply. I'm driving. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Yeah, I think that technology is out there now. I don't personally know a lot about it, but I would think that would be an excellent way to ensure their safety.
So let's talk about the rural versus the city kids in South Dakota and how driving is different for both sets of kids.
Yeah. Well, teens that are driving in rural areas, of course, they have to watch out for, it's different driving on paved roads than gravel roads and those. So they have those kinds of challenges. But I think the big message that we want to get across to teens and to parents is that you have to always be alert and, not ever get, so comfortable that you're not really paying attention. Because driving is, I think, even more challenging today than it was a few years ago because of all the distractions that are out there. And because we see, when you pull up to a stop sign, you'll glance over beside you and you'll see people, talking on their cell phone or reading text. You can tell they're reading text because their hands are scrolling down the phone, So there's just, that's added to the challenges that we face today.
So it's not always the teen driver who's at fault.
No, it's not. No, it isn't. And I think the best thing that we can do is teach by example. Teens really learn the most by parents that don't just preach it, but they live it. And, stay off your cell phone when you're in the vehicle and make sure you're always buckled up and obey traffic laws, like, don't speed and those kinds of things.
What is the percentage, and I don't know if you have this or not, but of kids that, it's not required to take driver's education.
It's not required to take driver's education, but the thing that is so good about taking a driver's education course is it gives you training behind the wheel. It's important to be educated as far as the traffic laws and all of that kind of thing. But inexperience behind the wheel can be very, very dangerous for a teen. And that's why the more experience they get, especially with, safety guidelines and a teen-parent driving agreement in place, the better off they're going to be.
How do you find an example of a teen driving agreement? Do you have one on?
Well, we have one on our website. You can go to. We have them available. I've got one pulled up right now, and it's really good. It's under, just AAA.com and go under the heading of teen driving, and it talks all about, what things you should do and the driving rules and the consequences. It really is a big help to teens because and to parents because, if you, like, for instance, this is an example of a violation. The teen used their cell phone while driving. Well, then you would indicate how long they would lose their driving privileges, like you said, in your case, like for a week or whatever. And so they understand that there are going to be consequences for not following the rules and not going according to what you've outlined for them.
So here's a conversation that happens frequently in my home, too, for my 20-something daughters, that we're so comfortable with them driving now that, you know, we know that they're on their way home or whatever from work or from Brookings, or and we say, and my husband will pick up the phone and call. And I'm like, yeah, but we're teaching them not to answer their phone, but yet you want to talk to them while they're driving. So my point is, parents sometimes need to take a step back and make sure you're not being the distraction too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can get their attention.
Absolutely, yeah. But I think it's important that you know, and we've kind of always done this in our family too, you know, if someone's out on the road, it's just using good common sense to let someone know about the time that you expect to get there and mm-hmm. the roads you're going to be taking, that kind of thing, especially if you're traveling distances. And, you know, the other thing that I would like to stress is, along with the distractions of a cell phone and that kind of thing, talk to your teens about not driving when they're overly tired or angry or upset, because statistics have shown that when you drive under those conditions, your head really isn't in the game, and you make decisions, or you don't make driving decisions that are based on emotions, and that can prove to be not a good thing. And then you're putting yourself and others at risk by you know, driving in adverse weather conditions. And so there's a lot of factors that go into trying to teach a teen, especially a new driver, you know, all of the things that go into being a good, responsible driver.
Other distractions could be the way, I mean, I grew up driving and we just had radio, right? And
yeah,
you could just change
exactly.
quickly one push of a button and change the station. Now they're changing it through their electronic device and mm-hmm. picking a song while driving. That's no different than texting while driving, is it?
Well, no. And, you know, they've done studies where if you look at a text, it's the same. They evaluate that as driving the length of a football field with your eyes closed.
Wow.
That's how long your eyes are off the road, traveling 55 miles an hour when you're looking at a text. Hmm. It's only just a couple of, you know, 2 or 3 seconds, but those 2 or 3 seconds can alter your life, you know, forever, basically. If you have an accident or you cause an accident.
And are most of the statistics, are they based on interstate driving, country highway driving, or
well,
where are accidents?
Yeah, there's a variety of different ways that they've tested this. The AAA Foundation, basically this is what they do. They do research and they do testing. And so they've put a lot of, they've analyzed crash rates per mile driven for all drivers. And, you know, they came out with this 100 deadliest days to kind of bring attention to the fact that the time between Memorial Day and Labor Day proves to be the riskiest for young drivers, especially the ages of 16 and 17, when they don't have a lot of experience.
And in South Dakota, I mean, with the driving age at 14, how does that relate?
Well, I think that would even cause these statistics to increase, because even though you can get an instruction permit when you're 14 years old, you don't have any experience. And that's the thing that is hard, because experience really teaches you a lot, and you might be able to, you know, have all of the head knowledge as far as learning, you know, the rules of the road, but without experience and without knowing how to respond to other drivers and watching traffic and all of that kind of thing, it can really be dangerous for the team and for other drivers as far as that's concerned.
Number one tip for parents?
Talk to your teen and be a good example. Talk to your teen often and, you know, about the risks and lead by example.
All right, Marilyn, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Marilyn Buskell is spokeswoman for AAA South Dakota, joining us from Sioux Falls.